Alex mucked out another stall. Soon the horses would spend most of their time in the corrals, and he wouldn't have to do this job so often. He'd wanted the job of blacksmith, but another man had beat him to it. Oh, he got to shoe a few horses when Wolf was busy, and he helped him on problem horses. But with the spring weather, Alex had to admit he was getting that itch to move on. He would have, except he liked Jenna. More than liked her, she had set some kind of trap, and after he'd opened his heart to her, she'd captured him. Although, he didn't believe he'd caught her yet. There were times when they were together that he could feel her pushing away from him, as if she'd found him lacking. Not that he could blame her. He wasn't a hard worker like Ethan. Ethan had come out to Last Chance because Claire needed a man to help with the farm, and they'd fallen in love. Jenna acted more and more like she didn't need or want anyone. Alex had to admit that bothered him. He sure wasn't going to stay if he felt like a fifth wheel on a wagon. He stopped shoveling and went to the barn door to get some fresh air. The day was perfect. Not a cloud in the blue sky, and just the slightest breeze. Alex glanced west. Did he want to travel? See what was over the next hill? For years, he'd said how he wanted to go to California or Oregon. But for all his talk, he'd never gotten farther than St. Louis. Not until Ethan answered that letter from Claire. If it wasn't for that, for all Alex's dreams, he'd still be in St. Louis. Can't be much of a dream if I haven't gone any farther west. He spoke to himself. He'd been doing that more and more. Ethan was busy with his family. Jenna, well, she was caught up in her own world. He wasn't sure what she wanted. At times, she looked at him as if he were the only other person in the world. And then other times, she looked past him to the field that needed plowing, or to the sheep. One thing Alex knew, she loved her farm and everything on it. What Alex didn't know is if there was any room in her heart for him. Would he always play second to the sheep and dogs, or the lettuce she wanted to plant? He couldn't live that way. He needed to be the most important thing to the woman he married, if he ever did. Alex had hardly paid attention to any of the other widows since he'd arrived at Last Chance. Jenna had won him over from the start. So, if Jenna wasn't interested in him, there were others. Willow was a sweet woman, but she was too young. He could name half a dozen good-looking women who were looking for husbands. Yet, time and time again, his gaze would stop on Jenna. She had some kind of hold on him, and he wasn't sure what to do about it.